Greetings from the synagogue, Emmanuel. Standard for your life. You're about to listen to a life-changing message by Prophet TB Joshua. We believe that as you listen in faith, your life will never be the same again. Emmanuel.
Oh, knows by the sign what will happen next. This is why we must pray as if everything depends on God and walk as if everything depends on us.
I will lift my voice and I will sing. I will sing,
holy.
I will sing,
holy.
To my Lord and Savior, my God and King, I will sing,
holy.
I will sing,
everyone cherishes breakthrough. Little do we know that battle is not always for the strong and race is not always for the sweet. This means after struggling, after hard labor, you see, leave it for God to mark.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? Who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star?
Free.
best man in the world holds his integrity no longer than God upholds him in it.
Forever you will be.
Let us welcome the Holy Spirit once again in our midst. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Right now, open your lips. Ask Holy Spirit to position you where you will be interested in whatever you say here and whatever you do. Open your lips now. Ask Holy Spirit, position me today where you will be interested in whatever I do, whatever I say. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Remember, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, changes are beginning.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, when the Holy Spirit talks, obey. Tell your neighbor, when the Holy Spirit talks, obey. Hallelujah. The word of God is the instrument of peace for the Holy Spirit to use. I can assure you the word of God today. Hallelujah. Are you there? The word of God is the instrument of peace for the Holy Spirit to use. I can assure you the word of God today in Jesus' name. So you will have instrument. Once you have the instrument, so I can assure you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 So I will quickly take you to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians, take your time to read from verse 1 to the end. Our proof text shall be taken from verse 8. For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. For by grace you have been saved, through what? Through faith. It is not your power or might. Generally, we look at the whole thing around us. This will lead us to the title, The Best Man by Grace of God. The best man by what? By the grace of God. Say, the best man by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Everybody cherishes breakthrough. That is why we work hard. In some community, in some home, husband and wife will go to work in the morning. 12 midnight, we stay right at the work. We do 9 day, 9 day, 9. Because everyone cherishes breakthrough. Little do we know that battle is not always for the strong, and race is not always for the sweet. This means after struggling, after hard labor, after running helter-skelter, God will still have to mark our work. That is the meaning of grace. Not the work of righteousness which you have done, but according to his grace, it appears that all is of grace. Because all our spiritual advantage are from God. Our faith, our conversion, our internal salvation are not the mere product of any natural abilities. No man knows by the sign what will happen next. This is why we must pray as if everything depends on God, and work as if everything depends on us. Tell your neighbor, pray as if everything depends on God. Work as if everything depends on you. The best man in the world holds his integrity no longer than God oppose him in it. Are you there? The best man in the world holds his integrity no longer than God oppose him in it. I mean, the best man in the world can only maintain his position and honor as long as God keeps him in it. Because honor attracts hatred. Honor attracts persecution. Honor attracts position, attracts enemy. Immediately you occupy it, attack comes. No one can survive attack without God. Because attack comes from Satan, and he will not be the one also to protect you. He cannot attack you and at the same time protect you. It's either he attack you, God Almighty protect you. He cannot be the one to attack you and also be the one to protect you. Attack come from him, God protects. Envy, jealousy, hatred, and so on and so forth. Persecution. When you have God, you pray for your enemy. When you have God, you pray for your neighbor. And your neighbor could be your enemy, could be those who do not share the same faith with you. You pray for them all. when you have the love of God in your heart, it flows beyond and blesses your enemy and pray for them. This is what the Bible says, I will set a table before you in the presence of your enemy. If we were to be left to ourselves, we will fall and enemy will triumph. I mean, if God withdraws his support from us, the enemy will laugh at us. If God withdraws his support, his protection, his love from us, we will fall and enemy will laugh at us. God knows that we are naturally fearful and weak. When we are facing trial, when we are faced with trouble, danger, he knows we are weak and fearful. God knows. He's aware. In that verse 8, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. This is why today one would think that in a warfare, in a battle, the numerous and powerful soldier should always be victorious. One would think in our society today that the great intelligent understanding who are master of art in management should always be a man of substance. But many a good man live out their days unnoticed, uncelebrated, and in obscurity.
Where would I be? You only know. I'm glad you see through eyes of love a hopeless case, an empty place, if not for grace, where would I be? You're all in love. I'm glad you see through eyes of love a hopeless case. Thank you, Jesus. An empty place, if not for grace, if not for grace.
Hallelujah. Grace, at a certain period in life, we find ourselves being unduly hated and persecuted because of the grace of God in our life. Anything in your life that tends to defy the logic of people's imagination is therefore to be highly resisted and fought to stand still. This is life for you. Integrity is not something that we can prove by outward beauty and prestige alone, but this is the external quality. But remember, God does not judge as people do. Man judge by outward appearance, but God look at the heart. God does not judge as people do. Man judge by outward appearance, but God look at heart. Integrity is not something we can prove by outward beauty and prestige alone. He who desires to be victorious must be ready to embrace war. Tell your neighbor, he who desires to be victorious must be ready to embrace war. Because victory is a product of warfare. Tell your neighbor, victory is a product of warfare.
When I am down and all my soul's how weary, when troubles come and my heart burden me, and when I'm still and waiting here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up, you raise me up, so I can stand on.
Hallelujah. My brothers, sisters, the best man in the world can only maintain his integrity as long as God keeps him in it. Tell your neighbor. Yes, it's better not to achieve than to achieve and fall. The problem you are facing today is not the blessing of God. The problem is you cannot maintain it. Lack of maintenance. God is merciful God. He keeps blessing you, but maintenance. So therefore, when it is time to pray, don't ask God, bless me, bless me. Ask God to give you the grace to maintain. Virtually everything God has given to you, if you think well, hardly you see one you maintain. Everything, even the children God gave it to you, many of your children today, there are trouble. If you go this way, they go another way. And the little key given to you at a little age, even a tiger, you cannot tiger at a little age. Ever you want tiger to go, will go. But your own children, today when you say go this way, they go another way. This is the blessing God gave to you. Anybody can achieve, but not everyone can maintain. It is maintenance we are talking about. Think about this. You have received so much. Even what you are asking for today, you have it in the past, for one reason and the other. We fail to maintain the blessing of God. Look at your vision. Today when you sleep, you don't dream. Even if you dream, you don't understand what you dream. You hear many people today, 90% of people today will tell you that they don't dream. How can a man sleep and no dream? How do you live? You live by reading book, you live by watching television, you live by what you hear, you live by what other tells you. This is a dangerous zone. Maintenance. You are here again to receive, to maintain that blessing. And what is the cause of this? Listen to me. You trust man's majority instead of God's authority. You have some friend out there when you live here that will take you out of the faith. You have many people out there that you cannot do without them. For one reason or the other, this is the society you find yourself. We have four people in our lives. Those who multiply, those who divide, those who add, those who subtract. Each people will affect your life. They are positive or negative. And there are many waiting for you. So this is what I mean by man's majority. Trust in God's authority, not man's majority. Tell your neighbor. You with God are majority. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Begin to meditate because someone is busy taking your release. Yes, you must be released today, finally. Yes, yes, yes. It is written that you will be released today. Say, I will be released today. I will be released today. I will be released today. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for my release. I prophesy to your life. The way out has come. The way out has come. The way out has come. The way out for your life has come. The way out for your life has come. Everything that has to do with you. Your business. Your finances. Your marital life, your health, your career, your future. The way out has come. Hallelujah.
Put your hands together. You're my strength, and you are my salvation. I will
you.
for making out time to listen to this life-changing message by Prophet T.B. Joshua. For further inquiry about this message and other ministry products, please log on to our website at www.escworldwide.com or www.emmanuel.tv or www.scoen.org, or you can send us an email on info@escworldwide.com or info@emmanuel.tv or info@scoen.org. For prayer and counseling, please call us on 234-1472-1522 or 234-8080-800-044. Emmanuel, God with us.
Make God's word the standard for your life. 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 Possess the word and store it in your heart. The word is true and it gave it life. He reigns in majesty.
Emmanuel.